Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the final school board meeting of the 2018 calendar year. Well, Greg, you just had your final school board meeting of the 2018 calendar year, and a lot going on in regards to safety in the schools. And one key item that the board really addressed is a safety resource officer. Now, you eagerly await, I'm sure, what the city council comes up with sometime early next year. But your thoughts about that process of hiring Nathan Wolf as essentially the safety resource officer for the entire school district on what is mostly a full-time basis?
We've had a school resource liaison that's been a full-time person, been with the city, and of course been a full-time officer with the city, and they would come into the school, but this will actually put a full-time officer in the schools. It will be shared with the community school as well as Pella Christian, so both schools will get benefit of that. Pella Christian's using some of their Title IV funding for it. We are using our at-risk funding for it. So actually, a nice thing last year that the legislators did was give us that flexibility with our at-risk funding to be able to use it for safety things, and school resource officers can be one of those things. So we've never had a full-time school resource officer before. We've always had the liaison, and we've had some very good people in those positions. But they've also had their primary job has been as an officer with the city. And so that's a big deal to have somebody now full-time kind of at our disposal and certainly get into the school and even know the kids more and just be available for lots of different things that are going on in the school. So it's a good partnership that the city and the school are partnering together with this. The city council hasn't officially approved it yet for their budget, but we think they will. And so we're just excited about that partnership and really see it as a benefit to our students and just the overall safety of our schools.
Well, and Officer Nathan Wolf will serve in that position. He has been this year the liaison, so to speak. And there's even potential in the future that he may still yet help with your classes over at the Career Academy as well.
Lieutenant Dave Buechelman has been the person that's taught our criminal justice classes at the Career Academy. And the city's been gracious over the last 5 years, I guess, to allow him to do that. And so the city has paid for that expense and has been a person that, and he's been here consistently and really done a nice job. I know Dave sometimes thinks he feels like a fish out of water teaching because he's really a police officer, but he does a nice job, relates to the kids. And I know a lot of students have been through that program over the years and have benefited from it. So, but Nathan Wolf could end up being in that position. This is just his first year being the liaison, and so he's getting to know students, and he's been in the buildings, and so that's part of the piece about being a school resource officer is that you do develop a relationship with the students, and that starts even in elementary, and so we're excited to see where that goes, and we think Nathan's doing a good job, and he will be a really good person to have in that full-time position.
Now, when people go to their first football game coming up next fall, there could be a very big new addition. The Pella School Board did end up approving this past week from a very generous donation from a local business. I'll let our listeners know a little bit about the new changes at the football stadium that could have a big visual impact there for multiple events, not just football.
Yep. So all our stadium, of course, is used by lots of events. Our fine arts uses it, which, of course, is our marching band. But then also we've had dance out there. We've had us, of course, we have the athletic events, soccer and football and track. And so it's a well-used facility. But Precision Pulley and Idle, or PPI, has decided to donate to the school a video board. And so that video board will go up kind of as part of the scoreboard. So it'll be on the south end of the stadium, kind of where our scoreboard is. So the video board and the scoreboard will be combined. The video board is about 25 feet wide and about 13 feet high. So it's a very large screen TV, I guess, if for better words. But we are excited about that because it just offers some opportunities for us to do different things. We've talked about even classes and students that can have some kind of production class at school. And with that production class, you know, they could put replays up. They could do all kinds of things like that. We're thinking we're not going to have an instant replay thing in high school anytime soon. But, of course, We know that it's, you know, just video is part of the experience when you go to a lot of games anymore. If you go to the University of Iowa, or you go to Iowa State, or you even go to Central College, you know, their video boards are definitely used. And so this kind of brings us, moves us forward. Some of the schools in our conference have video boards already. DCG and Norwalk have had video boards for a few years. So we're excited about this. Really appreciate the donation. And in the end, we really think that it just kind of enhances the experience at the stadium.
Once again, that was Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.